3 years ago, the strongest earthquake to hit Mexico in decades destroyed large parts of southern Mexico, including a vital community center focused on preserving the regional culture and music of Veracruz, known as Son Jarocho. That's when singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade, who lives nearby, decided to step in. Desde que vi tus ojos me enamoré, me enamoré, me enamoré. Desde que oí tu canto sabía que no había manera de abandonarte, mi amor. Porque toda la luz y colores de un cielo azul haces brillar, eres tú. With the help of musicians from Mexico, Lafourcade put together a fundraising album called Un Canto por México, with all proceeds benefiting the reconstruction of this important center. And it's been a big hit, winning the Latin Grammy's Album of the Year Award with special recognition of Lafourcade's original song, Mi Religión. Joining me now from her home in Veracruz is Natalia Lafourcade. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Congratulations on winning the Album of the Year. I know this album is especially important to you, a portion of the proceeds going to charity. How did the album and the decision to give away the proceeds come about?
This project was made in order to support this cause, which has to do with rebuild this community center that has place in Jaltipan, Veracruz. And this place works a lot with Son Jarocho and all the tradition that is around the Son Jarocho music and tradition. So this album was made because of that. And then we decided to put into this piece of music all the people that will be able to bring that Mexican sound and essence into this music and this project. So it's been an amazing thing because I believe that this album is not just about me working my music and working my songs, but it has this Mexican spirit and this Mexican thing that is not only me, but many, many people involved in this.
Yeah, yeah. You wrote Mi Religión, which we heard at the top, and it's a love song to Veracruz, and it's musical tradition of San Jarocho. Let's play a clip of the song, El Balahu. You've said that in many ways your musical trajectory actually led you to singing this traditional song. How so?
Yeah, well, for me, it was very special to work on this piece of music because the first time that I had the opportunity to sing live was with traditional music from Mexico, right? Like I had a mariachi behind me supporting my singing, and I remember how, I never forgot how that felt. And of course, I was very nervous, and I was at certain point, I was also like super panic, and I remember my whole body was shaking, and I was super, super nervous. But there was a moment, and it was only two songs, right? But it was traditional music from Mexico, and I remember like having this feeling and thinking, wow, this music is amazing, and I never want to go down the stage, and this is my place. Like, this is the thing that I want to do forever. And then I was keeping in my mind that I wanted to make a ranchero album once in my life or twice, I don't know. Like, I was thinking, I want to have the chance to work with this kind of music. So when we were thinking about making Un Canto por México, I was thinking that it was probably the right time to mix that ginger with my style, you know, and the way I normally approach to music and make a mix between both worlds, right? One that is my universe and the other one that is all these wonderful people and musicians coming to my universe And I think that that is the reason it became so rich and so special and so magic, because when I listen to Un Canto por México, it tastes like mole, like maíz, you know, like our traditional food. And you can feel like the landscapes that you see in Mexico, like if you go from the north to the south, you can see like those places in the music.
Your description, it's like having mole. I think that that really brings home the sentiment of what you're saying here, that richness there, that deepness of culture. I want to go to some of your classics. Let's take a listen to Mujer Divina, this classic you made new again a decade ago. If you could see me now, I'm kind of like swaying back and forth. It's such a cool tune. You know, I wonder if you think of yourself as an archivist of traditional music. Do you see yourself this way?
There was a moment when I had to approach other composers because I needed to learn and because I wanted to become a greater writer and songwriter, you know. I had like that feeling inside. So I was like, I feel like I want to work with Agustín Lara's music and make an album that will be that music, which comes from long ago, but new and from this era, and that young people will be like, I want to listen to this music because it's fresh. But at the same time, it has this old soul and feeling. Yeah.
Natalia, it's really interesting to hear you talk about how you want to do what these other composers are doing, being honest and pure in their work. And that is what you're doing. I think that is what you're doing. Do you see it that way?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty to see the impact that music has and how you work on a thing without knowing what is going to happen after you finish and once you release the thing, and people can see it and people can hear it, and then you don't have the control really of what's going to happen next. But then you see how that impact others. And I think that's what music does.
You're working on a second album to follow up on Un Canto por México, which is coming out in spring of 2021. What's something you're working on for this new album that you're excited and eager to share with more audiences?
Well, I think it makes me very proud that both albums are beautiful. And also we decided not to release this album until this community center that we are building, it's done. It's well done. So this incredible place in Veracruz, to know that next year, if everything goes well the way we think, like just as it's been happening, the kids are going to be able to go back and use this place for keep working on music and doing amazing projects. And this place is going to keep doing its work, you know, because they have been working for like more than 20 years on the music and on keeping like the traditional and Son Jarocho and making more people know about it. So we just made the decision of wait until it's well done so we can release the piece of music, and it will be like a celebration, like a big celebration for us.
Natalia Lafourcade, Latin Grammy winner and musician, thank you so much for this conversation.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure.